We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It is the first of the many UCLA game summary podcasts for 2021 and 2022. Josh Lewin with you, and here's where we re-rack what you may have missed by being at the game or away from sports in general. Some of you lead busy lives, I get it. That's why we'll offer this service within 24 hours of every football game, every men's basketball game. You are on a need-to-know basis as a loyal Bruins fan, and what you need to know about the Week Zero opener at the beautiful Rose Bowl in Pasadena is it went great. 44-10, UCLA wins it, the first non-conference win ever for Chip Kelly as a Bruin, and this one was over at the coin flip. I'm not even kidding. Chip sent three captains out there, and they weighed a combined 989 pounds. Hawaii sent out its 180-pound quarterback, who looked like he had just seen a ghost, a half-ton ghost. The Bruins won that coin toss and went out and dominated. We'll get into all of that now. But first, a reminder, we do want to see you for the next six games at the Rose Bowl, which, by the way, is looking better than any 99-year-old I've ever seen. The place was sparkling in the midday sun on Saturday, all cleaned up, beer and wine on sale, the students back in Section 6 through 9 making tons of noise, having a wonderful time. If you want to lock on to season tickets, it's an easy jump onto the interwebs. Go to UCLABruins.com/tickets or call 310-UCLA-WIN. We go to the post-game summary. It's heard on the Bruins Radio Network. I was joined by former Bruins Rose Bowl winning quarterback Matt Stevens. Here you go.
It was one of the best lines of the great movie Remember the Titans, and it applies here today as the Bruins take down Hawaii 44-10. It was a lot of fun to just see fans in the stands, a lot of fun to watch everybody tailgating. I think fun was the operative word here. And in terms of competitive football, that we did not have. The Bruins just took it right to Hawaii right away. Matt Stevens, they left no doubt.
You know, Casimir Allen was the guy that came up with a big touchdown, a wide receiver. He converted from running back, and he made a terrific play on Cortez Davis down the field, going up in the air and hauling in that touchdown pass where he cut off the angle of Davis and then went into the end zone. Bo Calvert has found his position at that Raider spot. He's able to come off the edge. He had a bunch of deflections. And who would have guessed the first interception of the year? Daytona Jackson. your defensive lineman. And it was a one-hander, able to go up, grab him with one hand, showcase, hey, man, I got some skill DBs, bring it in, and gave UCLA great field position. But on the other side, I'd like to see more touches to number 2, number 85, Dolchez and Phillips. Get them more involved in the game. And, of course, this game was out of reach early because this offensive line dominated. But those two guys, wide receiver, they have to be your showcase. And they're going to keep the defense honest in terms of the run pass. You can't just run the ball all the time because personnel-wise, defense could put eight, nine men in the box and stop your run.
Yeah, you talked about Bo Calvert, who was strong early. It was a big day for Oaks Christian, and I'm always loathe to give them a lot of credit because they wear those UCLA colors over there. But Oaks Christian has done a nice job of funneling players to the Bruins, and two important ones today were obviously the man you mentioned, Bo Calvert. But we got to talk about Zach Charbonnet. I mean, we got to absolutely talk about Zach Charbonnet because I think for the bulk of the year, we're going to be talking about Zach Charbonnet. The Michigan transfer pipeline has been wonderful. Wilton Spate, Devin Asiasi. Now here comes Charbonnet coming home. This is a guy that just circumstances dictated. It made more sense for him to play closer to home this year. And 18 minutes into the game, he had 3 touchdowns.
Well, he doesn't dance around. He's very decisive at running back. He's a high-character guy. He works hard. He's very competitive. Deshaun Foster, the running back coach, can't believe how competitive Britton Brown and Zach Charbonnet are during practice. And they're guys that lead by example. And Charbonnet also has really good feet. And in the open field, you know, I didn't see how elusive he was really in high school or Michigan. But today we saw in the Rose Bowl how elusive he can be once he gets into the secondary. But this guy is a big, strong guy. You come up to him, the first thing you notice are those biceps. And you're like, whoa. Don't mess with this dude.
Yeah, Bo Calvert says, Charbonnet's biceps are as big as my head. I'm using that quote right here. And, you know, not to pile on Jim Harbaugh in Michigan, but they had this guy, and they used him last year for 1 touchdown. And Michigan played more than 7 games, by the way. The Bruins did not. They only played 7 last year. This guy had 3 touchdowns in a quarter and not even a half. I mean, basically, like we said, 18 minutes, the guy had 3 touchdowns already, 3 times what he had all year for Michigan last season.
Yeah, I mean, these two are going to have, a really big year behind this offensive line. This offensive line came out in this football game and in the first quarter, and they just executed to perfection. There was a trap play, pulling plays. I mean, there was plenty of room for Britton Brown and Zach Charbonnet to get into the secondary untouched, getting through that line of scrimmage. And, you know, you're LSU, and, you know, you're the big SEC. You're looking at UCLA going, wow, they got some pretty big dudes there. And also those running backs aren't bad either.
Bruins really took it to them. They had 190 yards rushing in the first quarter alone. And then the faucet got turned off a little bit. It was basically an average of 18 yards per quarter after that. So, I mean, the well dried up, but only after the Bruins had established everything they wanted to. It was a game where Dorian Thompson-Robinson started 4 of 12 at only 45 yards passing in the first half, yet the Bruins were up 31-3 at that point. Then they scored 13 points immediately in the third quarter.
Well, Todd Graham, you could see defensively, he had his hands tied. I mean, he had to put more guys in the box, bring the safety up. He had to stop the run. He was one-on-one coverage in the outside. And DTR, and you would think Dolchez and Phillips could take advantage of that. And they didn't do that. It wasn't until Casimir Allen, you know, late in the third quarter, went down the field on a deep route, caught it, and scored. But, you know, really, the offensive line and those two running backs dominated this football game. And then on the other side of the ball, Josh, UCLA, they started with such intensity, such pressure on Cordero that he didn't have a chance. Balls were being batted down. The run game went nowhere. It was unbelievable. And guys were coming from the sides, the middle, wherever. I mean, you got to be really smart to play UCLA defensively.
And the Bruins, yeah, for a while it looked like they'd hold them down to 3 points and 3 points only. But there was a touchdown late from Hawaii. A former Stanford guy, as a matter of fact, who's from Encinitas, got in the end zone for them, Caleb Phillips. But by then it had already been 44-3. It was a scoreless fourth quarter where a lot of second and third and even fourth string players got in. And that was interesting to me, Matt, because we've heard all this talk from Coach Kelly and from some of the other coaches about depth and why it's so different now. I mean, Chip, when he first took over, he had 65 guys there for spring ball. He had 115 this time in what for him is season 4. So you knew there were more bodies. That doesn't always mean that those are better bodies, but I think they really are.
Well, I remember when Chip Kelly, you know, this first fall camp, I was talking to him. He goes, hey, you know what? We don't have enough offensive linemen, and we don't have enough linebackers. I mean, we're going to be in trouble if a guy goes down, and we're going to have to convert guys from other positions, and we're going to have to figure this out. I mean, he was in panic mode, and that happened for, you know, the second year and then the third year. And then you can see he's much more relaxed this year. He has guys everywhere. I mean, at every single position, if a guy goes down, he has another one that can step up. And I think it's not just at the first and second, you know, level. I think he has third and fourth string guys that are ready to play, but they can't get on the field because the competition's so good.
Now, as the fans came back, and that was part of the storyline, obviously, so great to see them here enjoying their tailgating and all of that. And by the way, season tickets still available for the remaining home games, including the huge matchup coming up this weekend against LSU. You just go to UCLABruins.com/tickets or call 310-UCLA-WIN for more information. LSU will be a different animal, no doubt about it, but I think the Bruins at least gave LSU something to think about if they happen to watch that first quarter and second quarter.
Well, you look at LSU coming to the Rose Bowl. It's going to be their opener. They're going to be on the road. Okay, they were 5-5 last season. They've changed coordinators on both sides of the ball. They had off-the-field problems, on-the-field problems. They're dealing with a hurricane right now that's going to go through New Orleans. They're going to probably have to move somewhere and go practice, you know, that Sunday or that Monday, Tuesday. You know, this is a really tough task for LSU, and I feel sorry for them in a way. I mean, no one should have to go through that, having to avoid a hurricane, but you know, you're going to play a Bruin football team that's already battle-tested. They know who they are, and Chip Kelly didn't have to show a lot. And, you know, you didn't have to show a lot offensively in terms of DTR in the throwing game. You show that you can run the ball, and you're going to have to get up on the line of scrimmage and stop UCLA. And defensively, you're like, they got some linebackers and safeties on that team.
And again, running the ball, the progression we've seen from Josh Kelly to Demetric Felton to now Britton Brown and Zach Charbonnet, that sounds like a pretty nice way to roll. And the Bruins will have a big opportunity under the lights and on national TV this coming weekend. So we hope you're making plans to come to Speaker Field at the Rose Bowl. We will hear a speaker in just a bit by the name of Chip Kelly. So please stay with us. We'll have his comments from after the game. We'll roll through all the highlights as well. There were a lot of touchdowns to get through, obviously. One that didn't count, which was still pretty cool. Martell Irby, who's made the change to go to the defensive side of the ball, scooped up a fumble, took it in. That's the happiest man I've ever seen. It's a shame it didn't actually stick.
How about Ale Cahill? I mean, he has 4 block punts in college football. I don't know. We've got to look at the record book and see if anybody has that many. I mean, that's amazing. 3 at Alabama, now 1 here at UCLA.
You could have heard the thump on that one, too, from all the way across on the 134 coming in.
Hey, what about the kicker, too, just running after that ball?
Oh, he fled. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I'm out of here.
4 Bruins surrounding that football in the end zone. So it all ended very, very well. UCLA 44 and Hawaii 10. All right, so that's some of what we were thinking right after it all came down. There was a scoreless fourth quarter after a lot of action in the first 3 quarters. Chip Kelly next on the docket. Former Bruins quarterback Wayne Cook on the interview. Wayne, the most recent QB to represent UCLA in a Rose Bowl game. And there are hopes of Dorian Thompson-Robinson calling next on that. We go plausibly live to Cookie and the Coach.
I'm with head coach Chip Kelly. And Coach, first of all, congratulations. That's a great start of the season. You want to start with a win.
You always want to start. I thought our guys had great energy and juice to start the game. It kind of... We talked about that, being ready to play when toe meets leather. There's obviously a lot of corrections we got to make, but it's, you know, you really don't know what you have until you get into a game situation. And everything we've done post last December has always been against ourselves. And they've been highly competitive, but you still in the back of your mind will always just say, you know, that kid made plays. Is he going to make plays when we play another team? So there's some really good things we saw today, but there's a lot of things we got to improve on.
You talked about the start of the game, which was amazing. We'll get back to that later. But the second half, too, we had talked at halftime about Dorian kind of getting going a little bit, 4 for 4. Nice touchdown to Kazmir Allen, who's playing a new position. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a great way to start the second half.
It was a great way, and it was, you know, kind of what our thoughts were. Is, you know, and again, we, as I said, we had a couple drops, and we had, he was high in a ball or two. But, you know, we got a ton of confidence in what we're doing, and we got a lot of guys got involved. Josiah Nord made some plays today. The ball got spread around a little bit, so there's a lot of things to build on.
Obviously, the running game was incredible, and it starts up front. I feel like I'm reading the stats wrong when I look at what Zach did today, though. Charbonnet, 6 carries, 3 touchdowns, over 100 yards, something crazy like that.
Yeah, we were excited when we got a chance to get him. You know, we really recruited him hard coming out of high school. We were fortunate that he came back. He's a great kid. He's everything you're looking for. He's a great student. He works his tail off. He may be the hardest worker we have. He's probably our best special teams player. We don't play him much on teams. But, you know, what he did today is what I think we've all seen, and players included, you know, during the spring practice and then during during preseason camp. So it was good to see him do what he did today.
I give a lot of credit to Cordero for Hawaii because he had people in his face all day long. And I actually thought they might have taken him out a little earlier than they did, you know, but he's a tough battler. But the defense was all over him.
They did. I thought our defense did a really nice job of getting after him. And he's a quality quarterback. And we saw that on film last year. And he's talented. We have a few kids from Hawaii that have played with him, played against him, and they spoke to him. And I thought that kid was a really good quarterback. It gave us a really good test.
Coach, how hard is it to coach a game like this when you get an early lead and you try to keep everybody's energy?
We don't think about that. I mean, our players know. You know, that's what being a good football team is all about, is that you talk about not playing to the scoreboard, but we understand it was 31-3 at half, but I thought our kids came out and focused at the beginning of the second half, and then the good part was we got an opportunity to get a lot of guys snaps, so we got a chance to get them on tape and make the necessary corrections. But a lot of guys, you know, it was their first college football game today, and it was fun to see.
Everybody stood out, but I thought Bo Calvert in his new position actually looked like he was comfortable.
Yeah, Bo did a really nice job, generated a lot of pressure on the quarterback, and it's good, you know, and we don't always have to blitz to get some pressure on the quarterback, and we got some guys that can win some one-on-one matchups, so it was really good to see Bo. He took to it right from the jump very quickly, so it's what we had seen in practice, and now we actually saw it executed in a game, so hopefully, like all of us, we can build upon it.
All right, thanks, guys. That is Chip Kelly. He coached against Hawaii's Todd Graham 9 years ago, and it was Oregon against Arizona State. And in that one, Chip's team scored 43. This time, he kicked it up a notch to 44. How did the Bruins get there? Gabe Genovese has your game recap now, complete with highlights.
Hawaii got the ball first. UCLA then forced a quick three and out. And on the punt, the punter's knee was down when he received the snap. So the Bruins took over in the red zone at the Hawaii 15. However, UCLA couldn't take advantage of the mistake and settled for a 27-yard field goal to make it 3-0 3 minutes into the game. Hawaii followed the field goal with another three and out. The Bruins started their second drive at their own 13, marched 87 yards in 9 plays, capped off by this.
DTR hands it off, Charbonnet up the middle. Charbonnet to the house! Touchdown, UCLA! Welcome home, bud. He went away to Michigan, but the LA native has come back and he's found the end zone in Pasadena from 21 yards out.
Zach Charbonnet, 3 carries, 34 yards, and the touchdown on that drive, and things just kept getting worse for Hawaii. On their second offensive play of the next drive, the Bruins force a turnover, Daytona Jackson gets an interception, and 4 plays later on 4th and goal, Britton Brown says, it's my turn to get in the end zone.
Britton Brown over the left shoulder of Dorian Thompson-Robinson, 4th and goal from the 1, high snap, the give, the touchdown, Britton Brown!
The extra point good by Barmira, and it was 17-0 UCLA early in this one. 6:06 to go first quarter, 17-0 already for the Bruins. The Rainbow Warriors did follow that with a 10-play, 44-yard drive, aided by a couple of UCLA penalties. Shipley made a 48-yard field goal to make it 17-3 with a couple minutes to go in the opening quarter. But just when you thought it'd be 17-3 at the end of one, Zach Charbonnet wanted more.
So you got a 2-of-7 start to the day for Dorian Thompson-Robinson, who will hand it off this time. Jump cut for Charbonnet, and he's still powering his way through. He breaks 3 tackles. He's gone. How about Charbonnet? Touchdown, UCLA! 47 yards. What a run!
Charbonnet in the first quarter, 4 carries, 81 yards, and 2 touchdowns. The Bruins led 24-3 at the end of one. UCLA got another stop to begin the second quarter, and Charbonnet decided, I'll take a first half hat trick.
3 receivers left, 1 to the right, and the handoff. Charbonnet plows his way, steps his way to the 10, to the 5, zigzagging home. Touchdown again for Zach Charbonnet.
That made it 31-3 Bruins just 3 minutes into the second quarter. The score stayed there for most of the quarter. The Rainbow Warriors did go on a 13-play, 55-yard drive, but went for it on 4th and goal and threw incomplete, so they didn't come away with any points, and it was 31-3 UCLA at the half. The Bruins got the ball first to start the second half, and DTR finally got something going through the air.
DTR looking, he wants Brown deep. Actually, it's Allen getting free. He's got it at the 5, into the end zone. Touchdown, UCLA! Oh, the separation by Kazmir Allen down that near sideline, 44 yards, a perfect throw. Cortez Davis, normally a terrific cornerback, got flat out beaten by a guy who just converted to wide receiver a few months ago.
Kazmir Allen making the play from DTR for the first passing touchdown of the year. Just a couple moments later, after the Bruin defense forced another three and out, UCLA special teams got in on the action.
Bruins ahead 37-3, and a chance for a punt block. They've got it. It's rolling around and recovered in the end zone. Touchdown, UCLA! Ollie Caho, who once had 3 block punts in a year at Alabama, he's the guy that paddled it down, and it was recovered by David Preby, the backup tight end. A touchdown for UCLA.
And just like that, it was 44-3, 3 minutes and 40 seconds into the third quarter. The Rainbow Warriors added a touchdown near the end of the third quarter to make it 44-10. And after a scoreless fourth, that's our final score.
Thanks, Gabe. And some final stats of note. Obviously, that running attack, especially early, Charbonnet and Brown, just ridiculous. Charbonnet, 6 carries for 106 and 3 touchdowns on his 6 carries. They pretty much shut him down, packed him up after the Bruins scored early in that second quarter. Britton Brown picked up right where he left off last year. 13 carries, 78 yards and a touchdown. A lot of other guys got carries, from Jones to Cowell to Furnia, and Ethan Garbers had come on at the end of quarterback for Dorian Thompson-Robinson. Not a single Bruin with even 3 catches in this game. DTR was only 10 of 20 overall, but for 130 yards and 1 touchdown. That beauty to the converted running back, Kazmir Allen. So as for some of the players who got it done, guys we didn't mention right there, Wayne Cook caught up with a couple of them after it was done.
Mr. Gaines is, I told him, we got to get the linemen first. So let's just start with, when you have running backs like Zach Charbonnet and Britton Brown behind you, and you come out and dominate in that first quarter, really the whole game, but I mean, that first quarter was special. How does that feel for you guys?
No, I think that's just, you know, the expectation we had. You know, we tried to execute every single day, get these guys to the second and third level, and obviously you see what they can do. So it's our job to get them there. It feels great to get them there, and it's great to see them succeed.
All right, now that you've heard from John Gaines, how about the guy he was blocking for? Here's Zach Charbonnet.
Zach Charbonnet, running back, transferred from Michigan, came in and had, I mean, really, you didn't get that many touches today, but you sure did take advantage of it. That had to be a lot of fun.
Yes, sir. And I just, you know, just got to thank the overall offense as a team, you know, especially the O-line. You know, that was very important, just having them block, do their jobs, you know, put us one-on-one as running backs. You know, that's all we can ask for, and that's what they did today.
I know you were at Oaks Christian. I grew up in Newbury Park, Thousand Oaks, so I know the area well. It's fun to see players that are local. I know sometimes they leave, but coming back to California, playing in the Rose Bowl, and having a chance to be really good, because this team, and you can answer this, there's been a lot of big-time transfers coming back to UCLA from big-time programs, and they're playing well.
Yeah, you know, especially just the focus we had, especially, you know, going into fall camp and this week. And, you know, that's a big emphasis, you know, that we have, is just being focused, being disciplined, and, you know, just being able to continue to have that going into the following weeks, you know, coming up. That'll be a big deal for us.
Cool of Zach Charbonnet to join. Oaks Christian had a big game. Bo Calvert on the defensive side, and he says Charbonnet's biceps are as big as my head. Yeah, I think that's probably right. Charbonnet is 6'1", 220, wearing number 24. Freeman McNeil, you might remember, wore 24 back in the day, late 70s and 1980. He was an All-American in 1980, led the NFL in rushing in 1982. And he went 5'11", 215. Charbonnet is bigger than that. He's 6'1", 220. And he got lost in the shuffle at Michigan last year. Wasn't fully healthy either. He had only 1 score that entire year. He had 3 about 18 or 19 minutes into the game on week 0 against Hawaii. Hey, not for nothing, if you're getting excited about these student-athletes, a reminder, the Wooden Athletic Fund supports the excellence of these student-athletes in competition, the classroom, and community. You can become a member for just $9 a month and invest in tomorrow's champions today. To learn more, go to woodenathleticfund.com.
Well, that'll do it for episode one of many to come, UCLA game summaries, and this one was a fun one. The final, once again, Bruins 44, the Rainbow Warriors of Hawaii 10. This is Josh Lewin. See you in Pasadena Saturday, September 4th, a 5:30 p.m. kick against number 15 in the nation, LSU. Should be a heck of a battle. Take care, go Bruins, and fours up.